folks, we can never, ever, ever underestimate our influence upon other people. We can never underestimate the power we have, both positive and negative, on other people's lives. We don't really know where other people are as they walk down the sidewalk, do we? Or as they're in Walmart, or maybe driving down the road. We don't know what people have going on in their lives, and maybe one positive thing would send them on a brand new journey. On the other hand, maybe a negative one would support whatever they're going to do. We have to understand that God puts us all in each other's lives to impact one another in some way. Do you hear me this morning? One more thing before I close. Our shape. I want to leave you with an acronym to help you remember how special you are in God's eyes. The acronym is SHAPE, and it comes from Rick Warren, who is the pastor of the Saddleback Church. Some of you have read his books. This is what the acronym stands for. S equals spiritual gifts. A gift is given to each of us as a means of helping the church community. Spiritual gifts. H equals heart. Now don't think of the physical heart. Think of the heart. You know, whenever I say that pulls my heartstrings, that heart. You need to guard your heart. And I have to say, all of us need to guard our hearts. But youth, children, you have really got to guard your hearts. They are very, very special. Guard your heart more than anything else, because the source of your life flows from your heart. A equals abilities. God has given each of us abilities or talents so that we can excel. Abilities. P, personality. We might be an introvert or an extrovert, thinking or feeling, structured or unstructured, but there are different ways that God works in our lives, but it is the same God who works through all of us. Experience. All of us have both positive and negative experiences in our lives, but God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Shape. You see, when Jesus Christ was on the earth 2,000 years ago, He prayed to God the Father to let the world know that You sent Me and have loved them even as You have loved Me. That's John 17:23. The Son of God wants you to know that God the Creator wants to love you just like He loves His Son. That's amazing, and it means that you are very, very special. Amen. You are very unique. You are placed here on this earth for a specific reason, or maybe reasons. It is totally up to you to grasp hold of that purpose. Totally up to you to grasp hold of that purpose, to move your life into God's will. And God will empower you. And God will create life around you. Do you understand that? God will create life around you.